This is Season 14, Episode 10 of the ChatGPT Masterclass. In the previous episode, we explored how to keep your leadership team informed with AI-generated decision summaries without holding yet another meeting. Today, we're talking about when to skip the meeting entirely and how to replace it with a simple, accurate AI-generated report. Meetings are expensive. They take up time, energy, and focus. And too often, they result in discussions without decisions. But many of these meetings don't need to happen at all. They can be replaced by structured updates prepared by AI, so your team can stop talking and start acting. By the end of this episode, you'll know how to recognize when a meeting can be replaced with an AI report, how to create that report using ChatGPT, and how to distribute it in a way that keeps everyone aligned and accountable. Step 1. Identify which meetings can be skipped. Not every meeting can or should be replaced, but many status updates, check-ins, and planning syncs are good candidates. Here's a quick test. Ask yourself, is this meeting primarily about sharing updates? Does it lack a clear decision to be made? Are the same topics discussed repeatedly? If yes, you can likely replace it with an AI-generated report. You don't need a whole leadership call just to say sales are on target or that the campaign is still running. Replace that meeting with an AI summary that gives everyone the information they need. Step 2. Create a prompt to generate the AI report. Let's say you usually have a weekly meeting to review performance metrics. Instead, you can collect the data, either from exports or summaries, and ask ChatGPT to generate a weekly performance summary for the leadership team. Include sales results, marketing campaign performance, operations updates, and any red flags that require action. Keep the tone professional and focused on what matters. You can also be more specific. Create a department update report. Sales should include total revenue, key deals closed, and upcoming opportunities. Marketing should cover campaign results and engagement metrics. Operations should report on project timelines and bottlenecks. This produces a written summary that can be sent out before the meeting, so the meeting doesn't need to happen. Step 3. Share the report and provide a feedback channel. Once the report is generated, send it by email or Slack. Use a clear subject line like weekly business update or operations summary. At the top of the message, include this: no meeting this week. Please review this summary and reply directly with questions or updates. If a topic requires discussion, we'll schedule a focus session. This sets the tone. People know they're still informed and still accountable, but they don't need to spend 45 minutes in a room just to hear updates. Step 4. Use a custom GPT for recurring reports. To make this process consistent, you can create a custom GPT called Meeting Replacement Assistant. In the custom instructions, define the role. You are a business assistant that generates structured weekly reports to replace status meetings. You create summaries by department, flag issues, and suggest action items when needed. Then each week you just say, please generate this week's business update report based on the attached notes and exports. Keep it actionable. Include recommendations if any issues need escalation. This makes replacing meetings a repeatable, low-effort habit. Pro tips and common mistakes. Pro tip: let your team know the purpose. Replacing a meeting with a report is not about skipping accountability. It's about creating time for deeper thinking and faster action. Common mistake: skipping too much context. Don't just drop metrics into the report. Ask ChatGPT to include what changed, why it matters, and what action, if any, is needed. Practical takeaway: here's your action plan for today. 1. Choose one recurring meeting that mostly covers updates. 2. This can be for exports, notes, or simple summaries. 3. Ask ChatGPT to generate a written report with clear structure and insights. 4. Send it to your team and skip the meeting. Ask for replies instead. Once you do this, you'll start freeing up time, not just for yourself, but for your whole organization. And you'll be replacing noise with clarity. This wraps up Season 14. In the next season, we'll explore how to use AI to run high-performing remote teams and manage virtual assistants efficiently. See you there.